This past Tuesday, Bethel City Council had a meeting where they expected to vote on the land sale to Cusco Cush. After an hour and a half executive session, members ended up not voting because nobody made the motion to take a vote. CC Franco was one of several council members who thought a no vote would carry over the agenda item to the next council meeting.
I had received a lot of information during executive session from our attorney and was still processing that information.
Aside from wanting more time to think it over, Franco said she expected some amendments to be made to the ordinance. She did not know that a no vote would result in a dead ordinance. Councilmember Haley Hansen was similarly confused, and she requested after the meeting to add the sale back to the next meeting's agenda. City Clerk Lori Strickler is taking the blame for not clearly explaining meeting procedure to new council members. She said the procedural error makes it possible to attempt to vote again without having to reintroduce the sale. For other council members like Mark Springer, their inaction regarding the sale was intentional.
If I was going to make the motion, I would have made the motion.
But that's as much as he'll say. With the possibility of a lawsuit for as much as $16 million, Springer says it's best for the city if he keeps his mouth shut. The city council will have another opportunity to vote on the property sale to Cusco Cush at the next council meeting on December 10th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.